Hello, everybody. I'm Brian.
And I'm Brian.
And this is Brian vs. Brian, episode 248. Theodore Rex. Ooh, ah, shagalagalagabo, Whoopi Goldberg and a dinosaur. You know the song. Now watch the VHS, because that's the only way you were watching this.
Yes.
This was supposed to be a theatrical release and got bogged down in its shittiness and became a straight-to-video release, being the most expensive straight-to-video release of all time. I don't know if it still is. I would imagine it still is. Well, straight-to-video release isn't really a thing anymore, because call that streaming.
Yeah,
no one makes a movie and then prints it on a DVD and doesn't do anything else with it. But that doesn't happen. So it still could have the record, possibly. When did it come out? 1996. So it was supposed to come out in 1995, theatrically, but they said it was just too many bangers coming out. Oh no, we can't release with Batman Forever and all this shit. This has a very Batman Forever vibe.
It does, 100%. I thought about that movie a lot while I was watching this.
If Batman Forever was just lifeless and gutless. You know, it's like, it's definitely like the Wish version of like Batman Forever.
Yeah, it has like the aesthetic and like the lighting. Yeah, it's very similar. Uh-huh.
The CG, like with the rocket and stuff. I was like, this is very Batman Forever type of stuff. And
even that city, the all CG city shot in the beginning. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was ready to see like Wayne Tech or something across one of those boards. The guy directed and written by Jonathan Betul. No link on Wikipedia for that name. I don't know. He wrote and directed it, and this motherfucker never did anything else, I guess.
Dude, I think that's so funny. This isn't just like this is a writer-director movie. This is not like a director for hire. It's not like someone who wrote a random script.
No.
Someone really wanted to make this.
This is somebody's child. They had worked on this for a long time.
Yeah.
Originally, I heard it was supposed to be a white male. And Kurt Russell was in talks.
Oh,
I was like,
wow.
No, what? No, he wasn't. Maybe you wanted to talk to him.
Yeah.
He did not talk to you. I guarantee it.
Oh, my God.
Wait, team it up with a dinosaur? This could be good.
Yeah.
Golding, I got an idea for me. What do you think?
So stupid.
Oh, baby, don't do that, baby. Starring Whoopi Goldberg and no one else that I've ever heard of. Or no. I guess the guy who played Theodore Rex, he did some things and was in some shows, and but yeah.
Yeah, I only know Richard Roundtree. That's the only other actor that I knew from the movie.
Who was that?
He was the mayor. He's Shaft, the original Shaft.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, he was also Robocop's commanding officer, right?
I don't know.
Murphy!
the original Shaft.
Okay. Whoopi Goldberg got nominated for Worst Actress at the 1996 Golden Raspberry Awards. The first direct-to-video movie to receive any sort of Razzie nomination. That's pretty prestigious. Usually, those are for theatrical films. So, nice. July 2nd, 1996. So, it was supposed to come out in 95, and it has that 95 aesthetic, but they held it back, saying there's too many great movies. And then they're like, well, you know what? Let's release it when Whoopi Goldberg is hosting the Academy Awards in 1996. You know what? Let's release it now on VHS. Fuck it. And that's the plan. That's what happened. And she sued them. She tried to get out of making the movie. They settled, so she had to make the movie, but they paid her $7 million instead of $5 million. And, so you could tell it's a labor of love from her. She's really trying to knock it out the park.
They paid her off to make it. I love this. So good.
One thing I could say is that she looks pretty damn good in this movie. I was like, dang, Whoopi.
Yeah,
and her, like, tight cop outfit. And I'm like, dang. You're like, okay. And right after Sister Act 2 or whatever probably was around this time. I think most of these things were reused for the show Dinosaurs, or vice versa. There's some connection between these dinosaurs and the show Dinosaurs.
Yeah,
I know
that.
I guess that's all the behind the scenes weird shit.
Which is far more interesting than what we're about. I mean, my good luck to you, sir. You usually do the plot summaries. good luck to you on this one, buddy. This movie is incomprehensible, in my opinion.
Yeah, and its Wikipedia page is really
Thank
small. It's
you,
thin. It's more like a pamphlet, It's
Oh my
I thought
God.
it'd be I thought they'd have a bunch of shit in this because this is so terrible. I thought you'd
Yeah,
have
yeah.
all sorts of stories on it. No, that's pretty much it. Yeah, it starts off, first of all, I have watched the trailer for this movie so many times and never seen it. I just think the trailer is fucking hilarity of 90s movie ideas and how outlandish everything
Yeah,
was. You thought Whoopi Goldberg was fun before. Wait till she's teamed up with a dinosaur and gets into all sort of wacky predicaments. I'm not going with him. He's a dinosaur. Oh no, Whoopi. We understand. The trailer is
I have
Chef's
not seen
kiss.
it. I have not
Oh
seen it.
God,
I
you
but
gotta
this I
watch
saw
the
as a kid,
trailer.
though,
The trailer is so, and it's the specific one that plays the dinosaur song is the good one. I've watched other ones that don't have it and they don't hit, but the sugar lugga lugga boo coming this summer. Coming summer 1995. It never did. I just got the Arrested Development fucking voiceover after that. It never came out. This summer, it wasn't.
Jesus Christ.
Whoopi Goldberg's best movie to date. It also wasn't. Yeah, it starts off, and I thought I was watching the wrong movie. First off, you can't find this anywhere. I don't think you can fucking rent it anywhere. It's like fucking gone. It doesn't exist. It's fairy dust, my friend. It's like trying to watch that Shaq Genie movie. Some people say it doesn't exist. Okay. Yeah. So it's on YouTube at probably like 720p,
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
something like that. A little grainy. Direct VHS rip. Somebody ripped it to a digital converter or something. Yeah, and I thought I was watching the wrong movie because of the start of it. It starts off really weird with like some, I don't even remember, some text
Once upon a
that didn't.
time in the
Yeah.
future, and then it's just like
I was like,
bullet
what?
points of like the plot. I was like, okay.
was like, maybe this is not it. And then it shows some people and it's very dark. It's like a forest. And it's filmed really dark and like almost black and white. If it wasn't black and
It
white, it
was
was
black and
just
white, yeah.
dark. Okay. And I was like, dude, I've seen the trailer. What is this the right movie? It can't start like this. It seems very colorful and alive in the trailer. And then Rex or Teddy, whatever he is fucking goes by 100 names in this. Hey Teddy, hey T-Rex, hey Rex, hey Theodore, hey Scale Skin. Yeah, he wakes up, or no, it's a dinosaur, and these guys are it's black and white, and they're kind of chasing him, and I don't know, they say something. Hey Dino, look over here. And then he opens up this little thing, and it's a fucking butterfly, like a CG butterfly.
And there's some
That's,
color, yeah.
yeah, it lights up. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And this, ooh, it's the one thing in color. That's a cool, man. Cool camera trick. And it lands on the dino's nose and blows up. And then Teddy wakes up. Oh, no. A night, something has happened. Oh, no. And it's like this the whole movie. A continuous voiceover by Teddy, streaming his every thought that goes through his head that we don't want to fucking hear or know about every single second. Ooh, I gotta walk this way. Oh, hey, cool, Dino coming through. Hey, watch the tail. Tail's big. Here we go. Big guy on campus. Hey, cookies. All right, that's what I'm talking about. Like the whole fucking time, dude. Jesus Christ, dude.
It's grating for sure.
And yeah, we'd have no idea who he is or what the fuck is going on. You won't really the whole time, but it's a while before they try. And he's calling people. Hey, I have a weird feeling. Is it something? Anything weird happen around town? Like what?
Yeah.
Not really. Well, I'm coming in anyway. I think I got a suspicion. I feel something in my tail is tingling. And he's getting dressed, and it's, oh God, shows him like going in the shower, tail sticking out, saying, "Oh, that's hot. Ooh, that's hot. Ooh,
Ooh,
that's
that's
good. Nobody,
cold. Oh. Like
nobody flush." You know what I mean? Because I don't change the temperature on the water. You know what I mean? There's you live alone, dude. What the fuck are you doing? Nobody flush. It's just it reminded me of the beginning of The Pest when he's in the shower.
Oh,
And I was like, Jesus. I'm surprised they didn't have the inside the shower shot with the suds
yeah.
and oh
Little
good.
cap or something, yeah.
Hey, can somebody reach my back? You know? Like, how do they not do that bit? He's got little arms.
Oh, shit.
So yeah, then he goes into the police precinct, right? Or where the
Fuck,
fuck
where
does he
does he
go
go?
from there?
This is gonna be the whole review because yeah, what the fuck happens? I don't remember. I think
Yeah.
at this point we cut to Whoopi and her little chase sequence, which is it's something. It is
Yeah.
something. It is awful.
There's a lot of like guns in this too. And they don't ever shoot anybody. It's like just little stupid laser guns or shotguns or
They
like
sound like
it'll have
laser
a
guns, but they're just guns.
yeah, they just look like guns
I
and they'll be like pew and nothing like will fly out sometimes and sometimes there'll be like a CG orb that'll hit
Yeah.
someone like oh and shock them or something. No one ever dies from a gunshot in this movie. Only butterflies kill you. fucking no, man. They don't let Teddy get a gun at all. But anyways, I thought it was hilarious that we don't even know what Teddy does. They show Whoopi. They show Teddy talking to some people and trying to investigate what weird happened because dinosaurs all have a like a hive mind. And they'll explode. Oh, you guys are all connected? Well, no, we're not connected. We just feel for each other.
Yeah.
Okay.
What the fuck are you talking
I
about?
mean, I
Like,
care if
god
a
damn.
human dies, but I wouldn't, you know, I don't feel it in a dream. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, then I think it's at least 10, 15 minutes in before Teddy talks to someone, and I'm pretty sure it's the chef guy, and he's like at a party.
Yeah.
Right, and he's trying to become, I don't know, he wants votes, he's becoming the commissioner or something. Anyway, and he's like, I'm gonna put you on this, or you can't investigate this, you're just a police PR liaison officer. Finally telling us what he is. 10, 15 minutes into this, I'm what the fuck is this guy? Why does he care? What is he doing? What's his job? How does he know these people? And then they explain it to you with that one line that deep into
Yeah.
the movie. Like we're supposed to, oh, now it makes sense. Police PR liaison officer. Ah, he's a diversity hire. He's a T-Rex on the force. I get it. They're trying to look good. Yeah, it was just
Yeah,
fucking.
and
It's.
I think they even add more in that scene because they meet his maker. He was made by some guy
Yeah.
who takes extinct animals and remakes
Right.
them or something, clones them. So all these dinosaurs are just made by him, and Theodore is one of his creations. I'm just like, what the fuck is going on in this movie?
Theodore is my greatest
Yeah.
creation.
Aww.
You don't know him,
Yeah.
really.
Yeah.
And you've made other T-Rexes. What makes him the best?
Yeah.
Oh, he made it to police PR liaison officer out of a petri dish, if you believe it, in the back of my refrigerator. And you could barely understand him. He's got this fucking terrible accent that,
Yeah.
oh, no, I was like, what the fuck? And then
Frenchie?
this other lady who fucking hangs around him the whole movie, but really doesn't do. They call her Doc or something, I think. And she just kind of stands next to him and delivers one line of dialogue at a time for
Yeah.
no reason. Yes, sir, we need to go over there. Ah, thank you.
Yeah, she's bad, I guess. Yeah, that's her character. Bad guy. Side character,
Yep.
bad
And so we have a dino side. Okay, get it? Homicide would be a homo
guy.
sapien. Dinocide. Somebody murdered a dinosaur, and this is the first dino murder that has ever occurred because the dinos are pretty new. And this could be big news if this gets out that people are murdering dinosaurs. I don't know if it'd be big news. It'd be, it's a clone, and had a good run, I suppose. It could talk. You know, back then they couldn't even talk. Now they get driving vehicles. Oh, yeah, he drives his car. He's got a big
Oh my
tail
God.
opening warning, tail access.
So
And
stupid.
he's getting, gotta check my mirrors, gotta check, hey, everything looks good. I'm having fun, Teddy. Teddy, you're gonna do it today, buddy. Okay, I can believe this is constant voiceover to himself.
Yeah.
Ugh, that never matches his lips.
No, it's so awful.
Oh my gosh. So they got to solve this dino murder and they got to put a dino on it to help with PR and help this guy get voted as commissioner. I don't think there's I don't are you letting the dinos vote? Why do you care about their opinion then? I highly doubt they have a vote in the United States of America.
Yeah, because this
But
movie very much touches on dino racism. There's a
yeah, right?
lot of that going on.
What
He's
do
a
they call it?
dinosaur. He can't do anything.
What are you, a speciest? Is that what they call it?
Oh my God.
Yeah, yeah. And when Whoopi's, because she's kind of an old head, she knows what she's doing, but kind of is reckless sometimes and does her own thing and, investigates a little too hard when the cops don't want her to. So they team her up with him on the case. And they say they want it done by tomorrow, is what they say. And then the movie proceeds to take 4, 5, 6 days of time to investigate this crime that they were very specifically said they wanted done tomorrow. I don't know why they said that, but and like, this is your new partner. And then I like that. It's about, I don't know, 6 lines from Whoopi of just, he's a dinosaur.
Yeah, over and
And then
over
they'll
and
deliver.
over.
He's a dino! What are we, crazy? What are we taking crazy pills here? He's a dino, sir. Sir, once again, I have to acknowledge that he is a dinosaur. Like, they're okay with him being anything but a police officer. That's just fucking nuts. Oh
God, the
my
dialogue
God.
is my favorite line of dialogue. I think it's when her ex-partner, the partner she has in the beginning of the movie, they botch this chase sequence and they get up, and I think Whoopi walks up and she's like, "I thought you said you had the back." And he's like, "I thought you said you had the front." And then she goes, "As if you had the back." And then he goes, "As if you had the front." And I was just like, "What the fuck is going on right now? This is, oh, this is so bad."
Yeah, it's everything about it is bad. I mean, the sets are kind of colorful and fun, but they're like lifeless and dull at the same point. You know what I don't know how to describe it. It looks like Gotham City, but it tastes like a dog turd. You know? I don't know. Lots of costumes for dinosaurs and shit for no reason. Didn't need that guy in the background. Didn't add anything. Wasn't fun. You could have got away with just two dinosaurs, the one that's murdered and then Teddy. Hey, someone killed one of the two. We don't need all these costumes, guys. We don't do it. We don't.
You don't want to go to a you don't want to go to a dino bar and watch a
Yeah.
dinosaur singer
We
sing for fucking
gotta
5 minutes, just like,
have the sexy dino, of course. Oh, Mr. Dino. Oh. Who was that? What was their fucking name? Gina? Donna?
it was
I don't know.
Molly or Holly or something like that.
Yeah, and he's just, oh, I love, oh, everyone knows Holly, the singing T-Rex. Oh God, I'm starstruck. Oh, what do I do? You're so nervous, Teddy. Look at your scales are secreting. Oh no,
So
just
stupid.
yep. Voice over in, and the one funny part that I actually thought was funny was when Whoopi, I think, is at that bar and trying to sit through all this stuff, and there's different dinos. And then the one with the big teeth comes up next to her. Again, it looks like,
He's
Urgh.
still
And she
laughing.
just, She's like, "You think you're gonna meet someone?" And she walks away. That's the only legitimate time I chuckled in the movie. I was like, "That's funny. Whatever. That's good."
I got a little bit of a chuckle at the bar when they sit down and there's that one like awkward one that's like keeps hitting on her or whatever from afar. I thought that was kind of humorous. He keeps.
And then the one that keeps belching, eating pretzels and shit. Oh
Jesus
God, there's a
Christ.
lot of fart humor in this.
Yeah, a lot of fart humor.
Yeah, like she makes fun of him for farting once. I didn't butt trumpet. Come on, you know me better than that. I'd claim it, Whoopi. You know I'd claim it. Come on now. We've been partners for over 3 hours. You know me.
So
yeah, and so yeah, they find out that the guy who made all the dinos is planning on freezing the planet, all of Mr. Freeze, and creating a new ice age. And he has two of every, I don't know if it's everything, or is it just two of like dinosaurs, and he wants to recreate the planet without humans, I think. So yeah, I think he said
an idea.
I think he wants to bring it back to like when the world was created and it was just dinosaurs and animals and no humans, and but he's a human. I don't understand. Like, he just, the thought of it is enough for him. Yeah, I won't get to live anymore, but man, I'll have done my work. Yeah. The world will be perfect. It's like, okay.
And I love how it takes the entire movie for these two characters to figure out the master plan. However, the master plan is in the opening crawl of the fucking movie, so we already know what his plan is the whole time. I'm just like, ugh.
Yeah.
Normally in a movie, you know, you got to keep your audience in suspense of what's actually happening, but when you tell us out the gate, it doesn't really work the same.
Yeah. Then there's some the weird fucking bad guy crew that come up throughout it. One of them's like got a fake eye or something. There's shit about it's almost like a cyberpunk. There's like fake body parts people get and stuff, and I think Whoopi has some. She says, "Well, all guns have them. Guns being cops, we all have enhanced AI and chips inside of us." And what did he say? So you're like a supercomputer? Wow, something like that. And yeah, he's got like a fake eye, and he's bumbling, and he's just like a character off Inspector Gadget or something. Just the worst. Cartoony. Well, we almost got him, boss. We're lucky to be alive. Yes, you are.
He's like a fucking Ninja Turtles the week kind of character.
Like he's made of mud and a scorpion. I don't know. And then there's the other guys that they only cared to write a personality for one of the henchmen, and it was him, and the rest of them are just guys in masks with red glowing eyes, kind of like a Jawa, an evil Jawa, or something. Yeah, and they like strip his car. He's, oh no, oh no! Look at me, my first day as a police officer. I'm already getting robbed. Oh no! and then for some reason, Whoopi comes to help, and he's covered in like cream foam. And there's like a little line. Oh, why'd the fire extinguisher have to go off? Oh, like what?
What?
And he has to go get a new police car, and it's just the stupidest. They look like the stupidest police cars, even hers. It's like a van, and it looks like the colors of hot dog on a stick. It's like yellow, red, and blue, and like a clown car. Everything is designed poorly. Like, her badge is like just a yellow cross that lights up. I was like, that's kind of cool, but could we put a little time into the design of the badge? God, guys.
Yeah, even the police, I don't know if you remember this, but they do an establishing shot of the police headquarters, and it straight up looks like a Best Buy if you just remove the Best Buy logo from the building. It's like the blue and like the yellow stripes. I'm like, that's a Best Buy.
Yeah. It's the only place we could film. Yeah, and then they kind of unravel the plot, and I don't remember much about how they're going to stop it. There's like a CG missile that gets launched that looked very Batman. Looked very Batman and Robin, but with a Batman Forever aesthetic. And it launches up in the air, and it's serviceable for 1995 or 6. I wasn't like, yeah, that CG sucked. No, I was too busy about the whole movie sucking to even begin to tear apart the CG of this missile.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, of course, he has a button that can stop it that he'll carry with him everywhere. We got to get that button. And, yeah, then, I don't know, the fucking climax. Like, Whoopi doesn't do shit. She's got very little lines, and they're, you know, she got sued to have to film this movie. So she just, yeah. You know, I don't think they probably did everything in one take. They're not trying to get a better performance out of Whoopi. They're like, yep, that'll do. Next. And
yeah, she shows up in the climax and gets shot with the electrical.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say.
And then she just stands against the wall for the entire rest of the movie. I'm like, okay,
cool. And she's frozen in place. And Theodore, you gotta like kind of talking, but acting like she's frozen. Yeah. I can't really do anything. Remember what I said about all the computer parts in me? Oh, they're all fried. Oh, they're all fried, Theo. I can't help you. Well, let me have your gun. No. You have the tool that you need. Well, what? Your brain. Use your brain, Theodore. I think it's well established that T-Rexes had very small brains, isn't it? Like a walnut, you know? It's like nobody will give him a gun, even though they went to, like, the gun guy. Like, I need a big gun. He makes big guns. He puts, like, it's a normal, like, 9mm fucking handgun, but it's, like, ooh, 3 foot by 2 foot, so he could... But his hands are normal size hands of a human. So why did he need a big gun? I don't fucking know. And then they don't even take the guns. And that guy runs away, and it's kind of a throwaway shot. I don't know. Nothing matters. Nothing matters. It's all throwaway. Nothing matters.
There's a toy maker who's dressed like a samurai. I'm like, what the fuck is this movie, dude? What is this movie?
We're here to see the toy maker. Well, you found him, obviously. Well, it wasn't obvious to us. What the fuck? You have found the toy maker.
Oh my God.
It's like, what? Okay. Yeah, and then, yeah, she's out of the movie because she's frozen, and he has to go save the day, and he does a couple stupid things. Like, people will show up with a gun in front of him, and then he'll... Oh no! And then slowly spin around and hit you with his tail. And I'll add a kung fu. Oh, yeah! He climbs like a fucking fence with a rope. Oh yeah, Teddy, you got it. Here we go.
Oh my God!
Oh, fucking catches up to the fucking bad guy after he like pushes the doc lady into a freezer chamber. Yeah, see ya, lady. Yeah, it's time to chill out. You know what I mean? Then he kind of stops the guy. He just kind of grabs the shit out of his hand and presses the button. And then we see the missile. Typically in a movie like this, you press the button, the missile explodes. But that's not what happened here. The missile just kept going.
Yeah.
And the countdown kept going. And he wasn't alarmed by that. He's just like, yeah, I stopped it. 9, 8, 7, 6. It stopped. I don't care what it says. 5, 4. And then we see the missile. I'm like, wait a minute. What's going on? Did he stop it? 3, 2, 1. And then it blows up in space.
Yeah.
Instead of coming down to Earth, I guess, is what it was supposed to do. So, yeah, what the fuck? You blow up the missile when you hit the button, dude. You let everyone know the day has been won. That's how you know.
It's so unclear whether he stopped it or not.
Yeah, it's unclear if he had anything to do with this. Well, I'm about 40% sure I helped.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. And then there's a fucking... There's a fucking Star Wars awards ceremony at the end.
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun. The guy up there. I would like to make Teddy our first Dino Detective First Class. Come up here, Teddy. Good job. Puts a slightly cooler badge than Whoopi's on him.
Yeah.
And then, and then I guess he's like, well, First Class Detectives get to choose their partner. So what are you doing for the next 20 years? And Whoopi Goldberg's there. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
And then I think just fades out, and then it says, see ya. See ya, guys. In like a Lion King African-y kind of font.
Yeah.
Right? Like, see ya. And yeah. I don't know.
What do you mean, see ya?
Okay. See ya later. This is letting you know you may leave the living room now. The movie is over. Okay. Tell your mom. It's done. See ya.
Yeah, it felt like a middle finger for you watching. It's yeah, just like wasting your time. It's like, see ya, bitch.
You just said. She said, "You're still here, dumbass. You're a fucking idiot, dude. God. We got your $14, dude. Oh God.
We got your $14.
Tell your mom to buy another tape. Tell her you need another one. See ya.
Oh my God. See ya. Jesus Christ.
Oh my God. We're laughing now." It's not fun when you're in it. It's like one of those things, like the worst thing ever happened to you in your life, and you can laugh about it later, and it's a great story.
Yeah,
it's a fucking great story. At the time, it was the worst thing ever, but now it's a story. You can tell people about how bad this was, and you can laugh about it. People are like, no way, yeah, dude, it is fucking funny. So that's what this is. It is not fun or funny at all during it. Only after, when you might discuss it with somebody who's never heard of this movie, because trust me, they haven't. I brought this movie. You remember Theodore Rex? And they're like, no, it's no. Whoopi Goldberg, and she's like teamed up with a dinosaur. And it's a cop buddy cop comedy. No, never heard of that. Yeah, not many have.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so it's not a good bad movie. It's not one of those bad movies you can watch and enjoy it with friends. No, it's just a bad, bad movie.
Like Three Ninjas. Would be a movie I consider from my childhood that is a good, bad movie. Like, you know, objectively, that's not a very good movie, but it's like, it's so silly and quotable, and I don't know. That movie is a good, bad movie to watch, for sure. This is
not, or like the Room.
Yes, yes.
You know, it's got such good dialogue that is so bad.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it's always something interesting. Yeah, there's a lot of good, bad movies. This is not fucking... I was hoping it would be. I was thinking it was going to be so bad, it was going to be really fun. It wasn't. It wasn't. It's a fun discussion about it, but yeah. In the midst of it, I was like, fuck, this might be the first movie I don't finish. And just say that. I'm like, yeah, I did not finish this movie.
Tapping out.
Oh, God. Yeah, guys. So, fuck, I don't know. It's a one. I'm giving it a one.
Oh, you gave me the better. God damn it.
Well, I was going to say 1.7. Does that help? 1.7.
That helps. That was my original. It makes me feel a little better about my score. yeah, this movie is a complete fucking nightmare. This is a two. There's nothing redeeming about this movie. It is an hour. I'm piggybacking off of everything you just said because it's all true. It's fucking... It's a slog. I would rather watch something like what's a really long movie? I don't
fucking Paint Dry.
I'd rather watch Paint Dry for fucking days, a week, than to sit through this ever again.
I'd rather watch every Land Before Time movie in a row.
yeah, this is awful. Just one of the worst movies. It's one of the worst movies I've seen in a long time. Like, this is really rough. This is Maybe I should have gotten one, but I was coming in with a two. I might as well. I guess I'm getting it one because I think the costumes are kind of fun, even though the mouth don't sync up a little. But the costumes are pretty cool.
Some of them don't even open, like the teeth guy. Mouth don't worry about the mouth. Who cares?
Oh shit.
Oh God. Yeah, 1.7 and a two. Yeah, so go check it out, y'all. It's on YouTube. It's free. That's something. Yeah.
That's something.
It's grainy and it's free. Oh man. I wonder what other terrible movies that guy has on YouTube on there. Like, what's his channel like? He's got full-length terrible movies. Like, got all the bangers. Oh, man. Yeah, that's all we got to say. 1.72, one of the worst movies we've seen in a very long time. But the trailer, check out the trailer. The trailer is so wacky and looks like a good, bad movie that this is always on my list. Like, I've been talking about this for years. I've been wanting to review this. And finally got it done. There's a couple other ones that I want to do that I always talk about that I think might be good. They might be like this. We'll see. But yeah, it's on YouTube. As always, we're on YouTube. check us out, like and subscribe, please. Come hang out. Couldn't do without you. As always, we're on Apple Music and Spotify as well. If that's how you want to do your podcast, we don't care how you do it. We just care that you come join us, okay? So until the next Vs, have a dinosaur peace.
Yeah, peace, man.
Shaka-laka-laka-bo. Later.